At the age of 17, Marie was a squeaky clean, never seen the likes of before, dream queen of the fashion scene. And by that I mean, that was what she saw in her head. In reality, all she had in life was a supermarket salary, a calorie obsession. Profession wasn't right, she possessed the physicality, vanity, above all else, the derriere. That in anything she wear, men will stare at the premiere. And with her bust and her bum, she was gullible too. She would trust anyone, just as some of us do. Her downfall, out on the town hall, rowdy and confident, look at her crown fall. Enter our villain, he's a Bob Dylan lookalike, crooked type, tells young Marie he'd been watching her, that he's a photographer. Can he take some shots of her incredible face? Back at his place, maybe later. So she travels back to his place, it's a disgrace. Left the safety of her friends for a pervert. Then she takes off her shirt, and as he snaps away she goes. It's pretty clear that this dude with the camera is having her. Took him for a mug, but Marie won't pull the plug, he says.
Your breath is magnificent.
Something's looking sinister, administers force, and then he takes away her innocence. Whispers in her ear that if she doesn't tell her soul, then the rock and roll lies for the taking. Star in the making, he'll get her front covers if she seeks it. What just happened there? She gotta keep it a secret. Marie looks blank and then agrees. Drops to her knees like some sordid appraisal. Then he forces dust up her nasal. Horror fest, proper little horror fest. Maria's in a sorry mess. 3 days later, Maria's got her tits out, then her other bits out, labeled with the slut tag. This ain't page 3, this is top shelf smut mag. As he snaps away, he says, darling, can you please say, Marie couldn't have been less of a pretty princess. At it like a rabbit, offered porn, then she grab it, just to pay for a habit that she never ever wanted. Packets of tablets, scorn cause of her features, nothing that a mother could solve, or now her teachers. Should have been alive on the catwalk, instead she coming out with skag talk, developed a sad walk. The only time she laughed is for a triple X movie smile, juvenile money shot. Funny what happened to her next was bizarre. I mean funny as in strange, not ha ha. In a bar like a hooker type, Marie looked up and saw the Bob didn't look alike. Up she stepped like a possessed little she-devil. Far from level-headed, she dreaded the sight of him. Followed him home and through the back door saw Red asleep in his bed. She set fire to his residence.
Try and turn you to the dark side.
The dark side.
The dark side of the thing. Would you like my stuff? Or would you think I just stole samples and made covers?
Listen, he's asking people to sample his stuff,
man. I reckon we could do Rocket Man.
Rocket Man would be amazing.
Rocket Man. We could do it about, yeah, we could do it about a guy who just goes to restaurants and orders rocket and parmesan sandwiches. Rocket Man!